to crime and crime scene descriptions. And other adult content listener discretion is advised.
Welcome back to The Darker Side, True Crime. I'm your host, Breaker. If you haven't already, please hit the subscribe button and tell a friend today. Today we'll be covering the case of I'm Pregnant. With that said, on with the show. To Mrs. Sarah Griffiths Barring, the nausea and fatigue that tormented her in November of 1923 could mean only one thing. She was going to have a baby. Her doctor was doubtful. At 46, pregnancy was unlikely. At least, that's what they thought at that time anyway. Aside from the morning sickness, nothing suggested that she was carrying a child. When her health continued to decline, the doctor, Henry Vere, suggested another possibility, poison. He asked about what she was eating. She told him that her husband, Clarence O. Barring, had recently been preparing special treats for her, stuffed dates, grape juice, and malted milk. He brought them to her in bed and stayed by her side, kissing her between bites. Clarence also insisted that she sprinkle granulated sugar into her coffee instead of the lumps that he used. Vere asked for a sample of the sugar. He turned it over to the Westchester County District Attorney, who sent it to the famed toxicologist Alexander O. Gettler at the Bellevue Hospital in Manhattan. Quote, loaded with arsenic, unquote, was the analysis. Other goodies that her loving husband had bought for her in bed were also found to contain germs for diphtheria, pneumonia, and typhoid. Sarah was not totally surprised. Their relationship had been psychologically toxic for years. Her husband had just made it physical. Sarah, 7 years older than her husband, had said that he started straying soon after their 1915 wedding. Both had been married before. Clarence had three previous wives. She was a two-time divorcee. Her second husband was a wealthy, successful businessman. Still, she dumped him for Clarence, who was selling magazine subscriptions when they had met. Sarah inherited $200,000, about $3.3 million today, and gave her spouse about $50,000 to make something of himself. He soon had a respectable position, Eastern Director for a Minneapolis heating regulator company. But their marriage was souring. In 1921, Sarah consulted a lawyer who hired a private investigator. He found that Clarence was quite popular with the ladies. Sarah was furious, but Clarence insisted nothing was going on. He accused her of being insanely jealous. The Barrings split, but were reunited in a couple of years. They took a second honeymoon, during which Clarence promised he'd never so much as look at another woman. Yeah, that didn't last long. Word was he soon had a new flame. Slender, blonde, and young. In April of 1924, Sarah, who frequently was described as stout, shrill, and wrinkled by reporters, went to state police. She accused Clarence of trying to poison her so he could run off with his mistress. Investigators started watching the husband and the White Plains Westchester County cottage where he lived with his wife. In the trash, they found a vial labeled, quote, Willard Parker Hospital, unquote, and a name, quote, C. Barnes, unquote. A visit to the Manhattan Infectious Disease Hospital revealed that Barnes had been getting vials of germs since November. He said he was a scientist conducting experiments to find better treatments for some common diseases. The detectives waited until Barnes came in to purchase a new batch of germs. Barnes turned out to be none other than Clarence Barring. They kept an eye out on him for a few more days, following him on a sailing ship to Norfolk, Virginia. A young lovely lady was beside him the whole trip. Police were waiting to arrest Clarence when he returned home. As they grabbed him, he took something from his pocket and tried to toss it away. It was a vial of arsenic. Another vial was found in his golf bag. Quote, wife brand spouse poisoner, unquote, the Daily News announced on 27 November of 1924. Quote, I plead guilty to the charge except as to the intent to kill, unquote, he told the court in a weak, shaky voice at his arraignment. He admitted he was running around with a younger woman, and yes, he had been slipping arsenic and killer germs into his wife's food, but insisted that it was for her own good. Quote, I wanted to make her ill enough to want to go to California for her health, unquote, he had said to the court. Police identified the girlfriend, a Mildred Beam, quote, young and charming, physical culture instructress, unquote, and tracked her down to her home in Elizabeth, New Jersey. All they found was a note, quote, we are leaving town. If anybody calls, tell them we're not here, unquote. Rather unfortunate. That's a very nice area. Sarah took a beating from several reporters as she pressured authorities to push harder to find the girl. Quote, her flabby features hardened into an expression of cold animosity, observed Imogene Stanley of the News. Mrs. Barring is a woman whose years have not treated her any too kindly, and she is poignantly, almost pathetically conscious of the dropping lines in her face, the silver witch threads in her chestnut brown hair. Unquote. The trial, first scheduled for mid-May, was delayed several times as alienists from both sides haggled over the defendant's mental stability. In other words, they were arguing if he was mentally stable during the time of the crime. Finally, they agreed that he was not in control of his senses and shipped him off to the Matawan State Hospital for the Criminally Insane. There he worked in the kitchen serving meals to other inmates. Little more than a year later, he was declared sane enough to stand trial. Then came perhaps the most weirdest twist in his strange tale. Sarah refused to testify against her husband. She believed that he was not responsible for his actions at the time and was now just fine. They were, she said, quote, both voluntarily and with deep gratitude, living together, unquote. Yeah. Okay. Before we continue, a big shout out goes to the New York Daily News. Without them, this episode wouldn't have been possible. Needless to say, this case was strange to begin with. The victim thinking that she was pregnant at first. Back then, doctors weren't as knowledgeable as they are today. Women still can get pregnant at the age she was at the beginning of the case. Albeit there might be complications during the pregnancy. Then, not wanting to testify against her husband. In many courts today, wives can't testify against their husbands due to laws in place in many states. This is also known as spousal privilege. Most states have this law in place, as I said, but they do have variations to this law, like it can't be used in violent crimes or violence crimes against children or pedophilia crimes or pornography crimes and such. Now, the next most important question that I usually ask is, was justice served? In this particular case, yes. If the victim decided not to testify and she knew what the outcome of the case would be, then yes. There's no excusing what her husband did. Maybe he did get the mental help that he needed, and they did have an uncomfortable marriage ever after. I could find no details as to what happened to them after. Maybe they did, like she said, they're happily living together afterwards. Nothing more did happen after. Then, you know, maybe they did, you know, everything turned out well for the best. In a lot of cases, that does not happen. Well, with that said, this brings this episode to a close. Thank you for listening and subscribing to my podcast. If you haven't already, please subscribe and tell a friend. And please rate and review this podcast if you like it. We're on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Anchor, Spotify, Pandora, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, and wherever you get your podcasts. If you have any comments or suggestions for cases, feel free to email info@darkersidepodcast.com. I'm on my official home on the internet, zephula.com. That's X as in X-ray, EPHULA.com. There you'll find the official shows the official page of the show there, as well as my own personal page. Make sure to like the show's page and give me a friend request. I will accept. Mahalo, and see you next time on The Darker Side.